Cheeky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
You know, some people are obsessed with vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Batman. Oh. John Wick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's really obsessed.
Curious George.
What the?
He hates that man in the yellow hat.
He is curious.
Oh, okay.
Curious what your intestines would look like on the floor of his cage.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what you were watching.
He was ripped from his family as a baby. You don't think he's upset about it?
Okay. It's a good point.
If you have vengeance on the mind, maybe this show is where you'll find it, in a little segment that we call Busted, where listeners share stories about how they caught their ex being unfaithful. And we have some people on the phone ready to get their vengeance. So let's go right to it and talk to Kathy. Kathy, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so I was at my boyfriend's place. He wasn't there, and I don't know, there was some trash around the house. And I just started picking up a little bit. I did the dishes.
Oh, you're a good girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because it's not your house. It's his house, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had contributed to some of those dishes. So it's kind of the nice thing to do, I thought.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, he had a couple trash bags sitting around too. So I decided that I would take those out to the dumpster. But I was walking outside and it was so freaking heavy that it burst on the ground before I made it to the dumpster.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was the worst, and I had to like pick all the crap up.
Yuck.
But the worst part of it was while I'm picking the crap up, there were condom wrappers. And like, him and I are monogamous, and he lives alone. He doesn't have a roommate, so I was like, what are these?
Yeah, just store your bananas after you open them. That's what you use them for, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on birth control, so whatever, you know, take it for what it is.
What did you do? Did you confront him when he got home?
Oh, no, girl. I put trash in the trash bag, took the trash back into the house, and spread it throughout the apartment.
Oh!
Okay. Good on you.
Well, that sends a message, I think, very clearly.
If you did that to me, I'd get home and be like, this looks just like when I left. Did you do something?
Yeah. What did he say when he came home?
Yeah, that's...
He was such an ass. He texted me and he said, oh, I guess I should have double bagged my garbage.
Oh, what?
Didn't even deny it.
Wow.
Wait, was that a euphemism or?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You should have, buddy.
You really should have. All right, let's go on to Eugene. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
So I drive Uber, and I picked up this dude. I was taking him to his date.
Okay.
I think he had a few drinks because he was like, just going on and on about how he was going to get so much action. Girl, like, she's so hot, whatever.
Probably alcohol. That's why he got an Uber.
Yeah. I mean, Uber drivers' conversations must be, riddled with that type of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is probably 10 of these a week, but I'm in, I'm listening, and I'm zoned out kind of on where we're going, and the app does that for me, so I don't even notice that it's taking me right by my girlfriend's house.
Oh, okay. Right by. Okay.
And we pulled up, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I apologize to the dude. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I think I hit the wrong button and ways.
Oh, yeah, because you're like, oh, I made a mistake. This isn't where you need to go.
Oh, because it actually went to your girlfriend's place, and you're like, it must have been stored in my past drives or something.
Exactly. Okay. And I'm thinking, like, I screwed up. But no, he goes, nope, this is it. And he hops out of the car, and he walks right up.
Oh, my God.
She opens the door, and he goes right in, and that's it.
Oh,
ouch. Oh, my God. What are the chances?
Does your girlfriend have a roommate?
No.
Oh. Nice try, Jeff.
What did you do?
Well, I sat there for a minute. I drank one of my free waters.
Just quietly let it happen.
You know what my mom always told me? In these moments, I drink.
Yeah. I want to get that 5-star review, so I'm not going to say anything.
Did you break it up or did you drive off?
No, I drove. I couldn't do it right. I did later. I let her have it later. I told her exactly what happened.
Well, she already had it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
buddy. That happened to you, Eugene.
Yikes, bro.
All right, we have time to hear from Rachel. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
So I was living in this place probably about a year and a half ago, and
So we would be sleeping at nighttime and we would hear these noises. And, you know, we kind of came to the conclusion that the place was just haunted.
Yeah, that's creepy. I hate that.
Like, what kind of noises?
Well, it was like knocking noises and, you know, like kind of like sometimes stuff was dropping.
Okay.
And,
that was like my old building I lived in. Mm-hmm. You could hear creaks. And
that's what we thought it was, like creaks and pipes. And so one night I heard this loud bang kind of sound in the kitchen. So I got up and looked and there was a woman in her lingerie in the kitchen.
What?
This is the sexiest someone ghost you've ever seen.
Sexy robber is stealing.
I'm thinking, okay, this woman, like, maybe she's drunk. Maybe she, like, in the wrong house. And no, she wasn't. My boyfriend comes out of the bathroom, and he knew about her.
Oh.
Yeah. So, no, it wasn't creaking and everything. He was sneaking her in there.
Wait.
Oh,
he was literally sneaking a woman into your guys' apartment?
While she was asleep.
He was sneaking her in there the whole time.
Whoa!
So he was playing the whole haunted house thing the whole time.
Oh. He was trying to convince you that the whole time it was just a ghost making the noise when really it was his side piece.
Right, and then it was, she's the ghost.
Oh, she's a ghost. You can't see her. Uh-huh. Try to put your hand through her.
It's not cheating ghost. If she's already dead. That sounded weird.
I can't believe he would do that.
No wonder the ghosts were moaning.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow. He's history, obviously.
Yeah. He's a ghost.
Yeah. Wow. Well, make sure to hit up our text board, 78592, if you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating, and you could be on the next edition of Busted. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.